Akron, Ohio, was once known as the rubber capital of the world. These days, its claim to fame rests on being the hometown of LeBron James. The NBA star remains very much attached to Akron, a city that sees itself as an underdog even to nearby Cleveland, where LeBron James plays for the Cavaliers. As Amanda Rabinowitz of member station WKSU reports, James is now busy promoting a documentary about his glory days as a high school superstar in Akron.
At 24 years old and 6 years into the NBA, LeBron James appears as dedicated to his hometown as he is to becoming the world's first billionaire athlete. He still lives nearby with his high school sweetheart. Old friends run his marketing company. And in May, the national media squeezed into his old high school gym, next to the St. Vincent St. Mary cheering section, to cover his acceptance of the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award. James says Akron remains integral to who he is.
That's all we talk about is Akron. No matter where we go, people ask us where we're from. We say Akron, Ohio. We never stated the fact that we're from Cleveland or Columbus or anywhere in Ohio but Akron. So, we're letting everybody know from day one this is going to be a special place in our heart.
James and his high school teammates call themselves the Fab Five and recently reunited at St. Vincent St. Mary's to reminisce about their days on and off the court.
The night after the state championship.
The night of the state championship. Yeah.
James and his friends are on a world tour promoting the documentary More Than a Game. The film follows the group while on the road to winning a high school state championship in 2003 and James's rise to superstardom as a teen. Ahead of its October release, the film is debuting in major markets like L.A., London, and Shanghai, and here in Akron. Over the years, James has worked with Nike to refurbish school gyms in Akron, give backpacks to kids, and outfit St. Vincent St. Mary's and the University of Akron's men's basketball teams. His new Nike shoe features Akron's cityscape. And James lends his name to nearly a half dozen charity events in Akron, including a youth basketball tournament. But sports economist Andrew Zimbalist says it's not like LeBron James is giving Akron a huge tourism boost.
To the extent that other individuals all of a sudden have Akron in their consciousness, doesn't mean that they're going to spend money in Akron. Doesn't mean that they're going to travel 100 miles or 1,000 miles to visit Akron.
Cleveland Plain Dealer sports columnist Terry Pluto agrees. Pluto has followed James since Sports Illustrated ordained the then 17-year-old the chosen one.
Is LeBron making Akron a financially boomtown or making it better? No, but I know he has met with Nike executives at Wally Waffle in downtown Akron. I don't see a lot of other athletes doing that.
Akron Mayor Don Pluskwelik doesn't want James to take his loyalty elsewhere, which is why his city is as edgy as Cleveland about whether James will sign a new contract next year with the Cavaliers.
And I've thought about actually writing him a letter, sitting down, and I would encourage him on a personal basis. I'm not just talking about the good for the community and good for the Cavaliers and good for Akron, what it means to just go to another team.
James won't commit to staying with the Cavs or even staying in Akron. And recently he's taken to using phrases like Akron always having a special place in his heart.
I will always remember this city. You know? This city has helped me get to where I am today. And I can only live in the present. You know, I don't know what the future holds, but hopefully it holds great things.
And people here in Akron hope the future includes native son LeBron James for years to come. For NPR, I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.